Beyond the Sermon, episode 18. What is this?
We can vote.
We can vote on what?
Just like a bad
number 18, man.
Number 18. Oh, man. I had no idea what we were doing around here. Yeah. So welcome to episode number 18 of Beyond the Sermon, your weekly podcast delivering you news and information from North River Church's bunker, a.k.a. Podcast Heaven, featuring Scott Kirtland, the man, the myth, the legend. Adam Reed, running man. Whoa, Reed.
Yes, here.
And Michael Kennedy, lead pastor at North River Church. We are glad to be with you, and it is the week leading up to the Super Bowl of all church services.
Easter Sunday, baby.
There we go, Easter Sunday. So we are getting ready, and we're excited about Easter Sunday at North River Church. We were just talking about some of the advertising avenues that we have used of late. And we encourage you, if you listen and you see a post on Facebook about North River Church, share it, share it, share it.
Share it again. Our MySpace page is killing right now, too.
MySpace. Yes. I remember that. What about our Tumblr spot? Are we still on Tumblr?
Yeah.
We're good. Oh, man. I remember those days of MySpace and Tumblr.
So. Everybody had that one friend. Was it Tom?
Is
that
Tom?
It?
Is that it? That's right. Hey, did you have a MySpace music page? Tell the truth.
Unfortunately, I did.
Yes, you did.
I did not create it, but okay. I did, which is bad. It's still there. I don't know the password. I literally can't delete it.
So can people buy music from you on MySpace?
I don't think they can buy. They can still stream, though. There's still a few songs
still live stream, baby. There we go. So that's awesome.
Hilarious.
Well, good deal, guys. It is good to be here today on this Monday with our bellies full of Michelangelo's pizza.
Were we sponsored today?
We are running on Michelangelo's today.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right.
So I think we had to pay for it, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I think we're sponsored in hopes that next time they'll cover it.
There we go.
That's what it
That'll
is.
That'll be good. Yeah. So hopefully, if they hear this podcast, which of course, I mean, everybody in Parrish hears
naturally.
It, I'm sure. Yeah, and around the world,
celebrities in Parrish.
Many thousands of listeners out there that listen to Beyond the Sermon. So anyway, we surely will get some sponsors. At some point.
Still no Canadian write-ins yet?
Right? I've not seen any Canadian write-ins, so I'm pretty confident somebody was bootlegging the internet.
So, looking at you, Philip Burns.
There you go. There you go. Bootleg the internet, bootleg cable, bootleg golf clubs.
Bootleg, that's right.
It's crazy, man. So, all right. Well, good deal. So we had a pretty exciting Sunday at North River Church this past week.
Absolutely.
It was the launch of our capital campaign, Beyond. And we had a wonderful day of celebrating that and passing out some North River swag at the end.
Yeah.
It was good.
So this
good
is
stuff.
Beyond the Sermon.
Beyond.
Oh.
Beyond the Sermon. There we go. There we go. That's good, man. I like that. So we had a great day talking about the future of North River Church and what it's going to look like for us as we move forward and what it's going to cost for us to do that, to take that step of faith and build here on the church property. So we are excited about that. We're excited about seeing how God's going to provide as we walk through this process in obedience to Him. And we're excited to see how that all works out. So,
that's right.
One of the things that we talked about was trying to keep the main thing, as we got started yesterday in the message time. I used the verse that kind of frames the campaign for us out of Ephesians chapter 3. And we talked about Paul's prayer beginning in verse 14 and carrying through verse 21. And so we were focused in on just the reality that as we walk through this process, that the goal is not the building. The building is simply a tool that God can use. And so we want to make sure that we keep that at the forefront of our minds, that we're making sure that we are continuing to grow disciples. And that's our mission, that's our goal, that's our hope. And that starts with us growing strong in our faith so that we are sharing our faith with others in our community. So, Scotty, anything that stuck out to you from that time? And then we'll jump in a little bit and talk about the capital campaign presentation. So,
absolutely. I think one of the things that I thought laid the groundwork yesterday was the question that you asked: is Christ at home in my life? Hmm. You know, you made the point there that if we're going to see the difference in parish that we desire, that Christ has to be at home. And that I also love the fact that after that you kind of said, you know, up to that point, nothing that you said was specifically about the building, but it laid the foundation for everything that followed that. As Jay Carricker kind of talked through that, the whole building campaign, what's, you know, where we're at, what, you know, what we're going towards, that laid the foundation. You know, is Christ at home in our lives?
Adam, you were gone Sunday, bud.
I was.
But you got Scott's notes, I hear.
Great. Yeah, like 2 minutes.
Yeah. So you were very much ready to talk about Sunday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Now we won't call on you to do that, but I did want to just make it a point that we want to make sure that everybody's going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody going.
I can't remember
that. I don't remember it either. Wittershins. Yeah. We don't want anybody going Wittershins on this this man. Process.
So. Bell cow, especially.
Absolutely.
You can't go Wittershins.
That's right. Wild bizarre. Man. The word of the day, the word of the week on this episode is Wittershins. Wittershins. Wittershins, which means in a left-handed, wrong or contrary direction, aka counterclockwise. We want everybody rolling clockwise with us, right, Scott?
We're in
this process.
We're not Wittershins.
We're not Wittershins. So let's listen, see if it'll.
Wittershins.
Oh.
Ah, one more time.
Wittershins.
There you go. So that's how you say it, Wittershins.
Oh, that's great.
Very nice. So it is an adverb and it's the word of the day.
That's
so.
Right.
Good deal. So we want to make sure everybody is moving in the same direction, that we understand what our mission, our goal, our purpose is as a church, and then to see how a building can help us as a tool to accomplish that purpose. So that's what I focused in on talking about. And then Jay Carricker came in and talked about the ins and outs of the Capitol campaign and what that looks like. And so I'd like to hit just a few of the highlights and let folks know again what we are trying to accomplish and what we're looking for as we move forward. I will say this, I thought Jay did an excellent job. Mm-hmm. A guy from Alabama, we thought we may have to have subtitles on the screen as he talked, but he really did a good job.
He did.
Scott. Yeah.
He really did.
So I know Megan's from Alabama, so I'm sure she understood him.
She understood
really well.
Every word. She was kind of translating.
A little translation
around
going
us.
On. Yeah. So that's really good. We appreciate Megan doing that. We did talk about just some of the details of the building. One is that it would seat approximately 400 people in the sanctuary. We'd have kids capacity in that building of about 200 kids, looking at about 15,000 square feet of space in phase one, and then the ability with the site work on the church property for us to expand up to maybe 60,000 plus additional square feet. So. Exciting opportunities to move forward and build there. And we talked about the cost of phase one, the initial site work, and the first building, which would be the sanctuary kids capacity space there, would be pretty close to $2.75 million. And if you say it really fast, it sounds small.
That's right. That's right.
So we try to do that. So, but we did. We said, you know, that's a big goal, but... we serve a big God who can help us reach that, who can provide, who can lay it on people's hearts to give and give generously as we walk through this process. And so we do want everybody to be a part of it that calls North River Church home. We want everybody to certainly pray for this project as we walk through that. And we've got on our Facebook page and a picture, and also on the campaign guide that was handed out yesterday, we've got a 7-day prayer guide as we walk through this Capitol campaign, things that you can pray for each day of the week as we walk through that. And we also have the opportunity on April the 30th, which is the Commitment Sunday, we're asking every household to consider giving a one-time gift towards the Capitol campaign. This would be in addition to your regular offering, in addition to what you're going to do as a 3-year commitment. but really just a sacrificial gift in that that time as well. And then we're asking every household to consider doing a 3-year commitment for the campaign as well. And those cards are inside the campaign guides, and you can fill those out, and we'll have a box that Sunday to turn in not only the one-time sacrificial gift, but also turn in your commitment card on the 30th as well. So that's kind of some of the details of the campaign and what we're looking at there. And we are excited to see God provide to do what only He can do as we walk through this process. So it's going to be good.
Absolutely.
No Wittershins.
No Wittershins, man.
That's right.
Stay focused.
Everybody moving clockwise. So want to make sure that's happening. Good deal. We are heading into Easter Sunday, and we've got some exciting things going on this coming weekend. One is we're going to, of course, being mobile, we have to set up on Saturday ahead of time. And so we're going to set up beginning at 5 at Williams Elementary School. And we will also have a preview service for all who are working the Sunday service with the kids or in some other capacity. We want to give them an opportunity to worship and celebrate Easter and listen to the message. And so beginning at 6:30, we will have a preview service there at the school. And so I want to make sure that everybody knows that and is planning on being there. If you're working or if you have set up this week, I want you to be there as well. So it's going to be a great Saturday evening. And then we will head in to Sunday morning with breakfast at 9. We'll have donut action going on from Dunkin' Donuts. And then we will have the service at 9:30, followed by an Easter egg hunt for the kiddos. So, Adam, any details you want to give us about the Easter egg hunt?
Just come, ready to have some fun. We'll have hopefully 3 different sections divided off for like a toddler area, early preschool kind of combined, and then like a younger elementary and then an older elementary. And parents just realize that your kids will get candy when they turn their eggs in. So if your kid picks up an egg and it's empty, it's on purpose. You will get candy.
We're not pranking you.
We're not pranking you.
Were you at Ashley?
We're not trying to teach you the lesson of, like, you know, Jesus isn't in the tomb, so there's nothing in the egg.
Oh, we should have done that. That would have been really good.
Easter egg hunt is the worst.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I actually told them on Sunday, and you weren't there, so it worked out really well.
Okay, perfect.
But I told them, I said, you know, we've gone a bit PC here at North River Church, and we want to make sure that every kid gets a trophy.
Yeah. That's right.
And we don't want one kid getting more eggs than another kid and going home, you know. So everyone gets a participation candy bag.
That's right.
And you get to go home with that, and your parents will eat your candy and that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So perfect.
It'll go well.
That sounds good. I do know also, Adam, we've got a event going on Saturday morning.
Over at Ancient Oaks Gun Club. We are doing a youth fundraiser, a little clay tournament shoot. So if you want to shoot something, get some, you know, some pent-up energy out or something like that, you know, and want to do it for a good cause, you can come out and do that. You can contact me at the church office or contact Scott Johnson as well. You can come shoot some stuff and help us raise some funds for our youth mission trip this summer.
Nice. Absolutely. That'll be good. Well, good deal, Scotty. What you got for anything?
For Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, really, really excited about Easter Sunday, as always. But this is Amazing Grace, certainly one that the church has
been
singing.
My chains are gone.
Come on.
I've been set free.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, doing some songs that people really sing, some songs that people really know. All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name that we did a couple weeks ago, the Tommy Walker version of that. The Matt Maher version of Christ is Risen, or the Matt Maher song, I should say, Christ is Risen. Resurrecting, which we've been singing for the past month or six weeks or so. And then In Christ Alone, what has become a great, really a timeless hymn, I think, of the church in the past 5, 6, 7 years.
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward to that. That's probably one of my favorite favorite songs. That's by the Geddes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good deal. So we're excited about that. It'll be a great time of celebration on Easter Sunday. And so we should have quite a number of eggs being hidden around the community in people's yards and invites. So that'll be exciting as well. And, of course, we always have cards that we can pass out. If you need those, you can contact the church office. We'd be happy to get those to you. And we'd love to invite as many people as we can for Easter Sunday. We are projecting that it will be standing room only Easter Sunday. Does that sound good, guys?
Yeah.
It does sound good. Standing room only. I'll be diving into the book of 1 John on Sunday. And so I'm excited about being able to start that series Easter Sunday, the first 10 verses of 1 John are, I think, some of the most incredible verses for an Easter Sunday. And typically, most of the time, you head into the Gospels to do Easter Sunday and read the actual resurrection story. And it's interesting, in 1 John, we see the resurrection of Jesus mentioned and his death on the cross and what that provides for us as we think about that. So it's going to be a great opportunity for us to celebrate the resurrection, maybe out of a little bit of unusual place, as most Easter sermons come out of the Gospels. And so I'm excited to be able to do that and start that series. So I do want to, a couple of things just culturally that are going on. We just got a word that there's actually been an elementary school shooting in California. I think in San Bernardino, and still reports coming in, but four shot and some of those things. Anyway, so be in prayer for those in California that are walking through this. And also, there were some pretty major attacks in the Middle East against Christian churches over there. As they were meeting for Palm Sunday, and so had a number of Christians killed who were gathering for worship. And so it's something that probably most of us didn't think a thing about, getting together on Palm Sunday this past Sunday. And yet we had brothers and sisters around the world that were planning to do that and lost their lives as a result of some terrorist activity. And so I think just a great reminder for us that what a privilege it is to live in a country where oftentimes, we don't have to deal with that kind of stuff, and we don't really think about that. We don't prepare ahead for that necessarily, and yet we've got brothers and sisters around the world who that's their daily life that that they live with and walk through consistently, and so we want to remember them as we pray as well. So, good deal, guys. I don't know that I have anything else on this episode of Beyond the Sermon. I know it was short and sweet. But we are getting ready for Easter, so listen, we just don't have time to talk anymore.
Right.
Right, guys?
You got to leave the listener wanting more.
Yeah, know? Absolutely.
And I will say, since it will be standing room only, if you are a regular part of our church family, when you see guests come, smile, be friendly, talk to them, and give them your seat.
There you go. That's right.
Absolutely. You be the one standing. And if you're tired of standing, you can come to the back and help us in the kids area.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Awesome. Well, good deal, guys. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Beyond the Sermon, number 18. And we will catch you next week.
Woo!
All right.